Life improved for us after the move to Battle Creek in 1855. We rented a house for $1.50 a week and moved in. But not everything was rosy. As the months passed, I suffered grave illness and was healed only after earnest prayer. And 15-month-old Willie nearly drowned in a tub of mop water. I took him outside and cut away his clothes.
Oh, Ellen, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
roll the water out of him until he breathes again. Send someone for James, please!
Oh, dear, he's purple!
There's no breath. Oh, he's dead. Ellen! Is he breathing yet?
Not yet, but the water's out of him.
Oh, someone should take that dead baby away from that woman.
No, it's her child, and no one shall take it away.
James! His eyelids flickered. He's alive! Our Willie's going to live!
Praise God!
This was the most frightening day of my life, James. I feared we lost little Willie.
He's going to be all right, Ellen. You saved his life.
It was such a relief when I kissed him, and he tried to kiss me back. I almost cried out loud.
Oh, it's the town crier.
I wonder what news he has.
Child lost! Child lost! 6-year-old boy wearing black coat, blue gloves. Last seen at general store. Name is Thaddeus Tucker. Child lost! Child lost.
Oh, James, what those parents must feel. We have our children with us. We are indeed most blessed.
Clarissa Bonvoy had been with the family for 6 years. She had suffered some health problems, but then so had nearly everyone else. We were unprepared for tragedy that Thursday afternoon when she went to the review office as usual to help get the paper out. I was sick and was lying down.
Ah, here no, laddie. Dinna be bashing the door, Joan.
I'm to fetch Sister White right away. It's Sister Bonvoy. She's took bad sick at the office.
How's she doing?
Oh, she looks pretty weak.
What happened, James?
She suddenly just collapsed. She has a very weak pulse.
James, I'm afraid it could be that tumor that's bothered her for years.
Perhaps the tumor is broken inwardly.
Oh.
Clarissa? Clara, dear, I'm here now.
Should we take her across to the house in her own bed?
Don't move her just yet. Let's make her as comfortable as possible in that big chair for tonight. Oh. If she shows any signs of improvement, we'll take her home in the morning.
Are you more comfortable in your own bed, Clara?
Oh, yes, Ellen. I'm happy to be home.
You look some better.
No need for encouragement. I know my pilgrimage is almost over. Oh, I have no fear of death.
Our earnest prayers for Clarissa's healing were answered, and the answer was no. After 6 years of true and loving friendship, Clarissa Bonvoy was laid to rest on June 1st, 1856. Later, our fortunes improved once again.
Elder White, may we have a moment of your time?
Why, certainly, Brother Palmer. I want to thank the four of you again for making it possible to move the review.
We're convinced we did the right thing. Now, we understand you're looking for a house to buy. Does that mean you're going to stay in Battle Creek?
Why, yes. This is our home now, Brother Smith. In fact, I found a spot where I'd like to build. It's 1.5 acres on Wood Street. About 1 mile from the review office.
Fine. We'll pay for it and help you build your house, too.
You're drawing $4.08 a week for your labor at the review office. That's less than half pay. We know you don't have much to invest, but we want to see you have a house of your own.
And we're not the only ones.
Not everyone has cash, but there are many who will contribute labor. Battle Creek wants you, Elder White, and we'll all do everything we can to make you feel welcome.
Thank you, brothers. You have made us feel welcome. We'll never forget your generosity.
Soon after the house was built in 1856, our neighbor Jonah Lewis dug a well near the property line and shared the water with us and other neighbors. In the spring of 1857, we planted a large garden and set out some fruit trees. The family was settling in.
Oh, James, you caught us at a busy time. We're trying to prepare the meals for Sabbath.
Well, you better hurry up. The sun will be setting before too long.
We have everything under control, thank you. All we need is a wee bit of elbow room, and we'll get finished well before Sabbath begins. That kitchen's no place for a man to be underfoot.
James. Why don't you get the boys ready for Sabbath? Supper will be on the table soon.
And bless, also, all who are around this table in our fellowship, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 Papa, please pass the potatoes.
Before we begin, son, I want to say I'm sorry for snapping at you this morning. I confess, I lost my temper and you didn't deserve it. Will you forgive me?
That's all right, Papa. I understand. Edson, will you forgive me for pushing you and making you fall on the way home from school?
Uh-huh. If you'll forgive me for calling you a dirty, stinking muskrat. And Mama, will you forgive me for not obeying quickly?
All right. All is forgiven. Now let's eat.
Aye. If we didn't eat quick-like, it'll all get cold.
Papa, why do we confess to each other at the start of Sabbath?
To clear our hearts of any bitterness, Henry. Our dear friend, the blessed Sabbath, should be a time of joy. We can't be joyous and happy if we're angry or feel guilty.
Does the Sabbath always start at the same time?
If you mean at the time by the clock, no. The Bible says the Sabbath should be from evening to evening. Elder John Andrews, remember, he stayed with us a couple of times in Rochester when he was sick?
Yes, I remember.
Well, he did a lot of searching through the Bible and found that evening to evening meant from sunset to sunset.
But didn't Elder Bates believe Sabbath should begin and end at 6 o'clock?
Yes, and so did your mother and I, until Elder Andrews' study of the Bible showed us we were wrong.
Mama, how come Adventists don't work on Sabbath?
Because the Lord set aside the seventh day as a day of rest.
Can we do something tomorrow besides just rest?
Of course! Rest doesn't mean sleep. It means resting from business and school.
Yeah, I like resting from school.
We rest from our everyday labors and concerns. For 24 hours, we can rest from our worries. Just forget them.
We can do lots of things on Sabbath, can't we?
We certainly can. One thing we can do is visit the sick and cheer them up.
Speaking of which, tomorrow we can go down by the creek and pick wildflowers for your Grandmother Harmon.
Yes. Grandma Harmon hasn't felt very well since she moved here, and I'm sure she'd like a big, pretty bouquet to cheer her up.
Ah, you'll like that, won't you, Edson Henry?
I'll let you and Henry and Mama pick wildflowers. Papa and I will look for turtles.
That we will. Studying God's book of nature is a good way to spend Sabbath. Now, when we're through with supper, we'll go into the sitting room to welcome in the Sabbath. Maybe we can sing a few hymns. Everyone present? Good. What'll we sing?
I like the one that begins, "What heavenly music steals over the sea."
That's a good one. All right, let's begin. 1, 2, 3.
What heavenly music steals over the sea, entrancing the senses like sweet melody. 'Tis the voice of the angels farewell.